He was that rare thing, a man who made war like a chess player, carefully considering each move before he made it. But above all, he was a good Carthaginian. He already hated the Romans for trying to subdue his native city, and their meddling in Spain was the last straw. He left Spain immediately for Italy, equipped with war elephants and a large army, a truly formidable force. To reach Italy, he had to take his army and all his elephants across the whole of southern France, across rivers and over mountains, and right up over the Alps. He may have taken the pass that goes over the shoulder of Mount Cenis, as it is known today. I've been there myself, following a wide, winding road. But how they found their way over those wild mountains in those days, with no roads to follow, is impossible to imagine. Surrounded by deep ravines, sheer precipices, and slippery grass ledges, I wouldn't want to be up there with one elephant, let alone 40, and by then it was already September, and there was snow on the mountaintops.